Midday News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A severe storm outbreak affecting millions of Americans is causing widespread travel issues. FlightAware reports there have been more than 1,600 flight cancellations within, into, or out of the U.S. on Monday. Over 8,000 flights have been delayed, the weather bringing widespread damaging wind, hail, and flooding to parts of the South and East Coast. Former President Trump is fighting the protective order in his election interference case.
The Department of Justice filed for the order asking the judge to place some limits on Trump's speech about the case after the former president posted, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump's lawyers claim it violates the First Amendment and politicians are already using his case to raise money. They added the assertion that President Biden is capitalizing on the indictment after posting a video of himself sipping coffee from a Dark Brandon mug hours before Trump's arraignment. The Dark Brandon meme is meant to capitalize on Biden's achievements. The judge in the case is expected to decide soon. I'm Brian Shook.
Several Gold Star family members still want answers since the botched pullout from Afghanistan. Darren Hoover lost his son and accuses the Biden administration of taking a sick victory lap after the pullout.
To say that they're satisfied with the withdrawal of our troops is nothing short of disgusting and ignorant.
A group of family members shared testimony Monday at a congressional forum in California. A North Carolina home repair company is being ordered to pay $50,000 for firing two workers who refused to participate in daily prayer meetings. The federal complaint against Aurora Pro Services claims the company created a religiously hostile work environment. Zoom, which became a video platform staple for business use during COVID, is now telling its employees to return to work in person. This is USA News. This is USA News.
Hey, this is Brant along with Sherry here. And so you hear me doing these spots for MediShare? And Sherry actually helps me with them. I get people actually in person saying, "Okay, Brant, for real, do you recommend this?" Like, yeah, for real, I actually do. I'm not just saying stuff. So family, friends ask me about it. I'm like, yes, you should look into this. It's really a great option for a lot of people.
That's what I tell people. My experience has been, MediShare has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
It's so different from health insurance in a lot of great ways, honestly.
And see, a lot of people who switch tell me that. It's the same reaction. They're very, very happy with it, and it gives them peace of mind and saves them a lot of money.
I would tell people, look into it.
Yep. So really, for reals, if you want to talk to them, they're great to talk to. I think you'll be impressed and happy you looked into it. So you do the phone number. I'm actually tired of doing all the phone numbers.
Okay.
Call now.
855-BIBLE-11. That's 855-BIBLE-11. 855-BIBLE-11.
Nice job.
Thanks.
The Red Cross is implementing the FDA's updated guidance on allowing men who have sex with men to donate blood. The American Red Cross says it's welcoming more donors and getting rid of restrictions based on sexual orientation. The FDA issued the new guidance in May, recommending individual risk-based questions for anyone donating blood, regardless of their gender, sex, or sexual orientation. Mayor Eric Adams in New York announcing the creation of a new emergency response and relief center on Randall's Island there, as the number of asylum seekers in the Big Apple surpasses 57,000.
The city will construct and open the new Randall's Island location to serve up to 2,000 adults, and the state will reimburse the city for the cost. Mayor Adams noted the number of people seeking help continues to grow by hundreds daily, and he added he's grateful to Governor Hochul for this partnership in the humanitarian relief effort. Since the crisis began, the city's opened more than 190 emergency shelters, including 13 other large-scale humanitarian relief centers already, with more set to open in coming weeks. Liz Warner in New York.
The Houston Astros celebrating their World Series victory at the White House on Monday. President Biden hosted the team. He praised their work with those affected by the deadly Uvalde school shooting.
You know, the community was devastated. You guys, did my dad just say, half a win and showing up. He showed up. He spent time with surviving students.
He said the athletes offered the kids and families hope. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried new Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.